At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
What up, what up? It is Alex, the fantasy football hustler, and we got another IDP video for you IDP freaks out there. Let's go. I'm bringing you my top 25 IDP players. Positions do not matter. This is just the top 25 overall ranks. I do have 6 honorable mentions. Let's jump into the honorable mentions. And we're starting off with a bang. He's not making my top 25. Micah Parsons. Sorry, everybody out there who drafts him as the number one overall IDP. You guys should not be doing that. It's very foolish. Only 36 solos last year, 14 sacks, but he doesn't get enough solo tackles to get him among some of the top edge rushers in the league. He does have LB and DL eligibility. He was DL 6. He was linebacker 26, and he was IDP 31 overall in the ranks. He only had 6 games with above 90 snaps, 10 games with 80 plus snaps, 15 games with 70 plus snaps. That's the reason why I don't like him. He's just not on the field enough, and he doesn't get enough solo tackles. He's making it or breaking it based on his sacks, and he's not putting up elite top end D end sack numbers. So that's why I do not have him in my top 25. Sorry, you Cowboy fans. My next honorable mention is moving to a new team. Frankie Louvu had 66 solos last year. 5.5 sacks. Are going to be using him to rush the passer again. He's been rushing the passer the last couple years. They'd be foolish not to let him rush the passer. He was LB 24 last year, IDP 28. He was averaging 16 points a game. 13 games, he had 100% of snaps. That's what we like to see. 15 of his games, he had 80%+ of snaps. He's on the field a lot, and he's going to be right there next to a new face as well with the Commandos. We'll see him a little bit later in this list. Next on the list is Joker from the Browns. Last year, 72 solos. He was LB 25. He was IDP number 30. So just right on the cusp. And I feel like we could get an uptick in numbers from him. He was averaging almost 17 points a game. But if Deshaun Watson improves their offense, that could mean lower numbers for him. So that's why Joker from the Browns is not cracking my top 25 overall IDP. He only had 3 games with 90%+ of snaps, 7 games with 80%+ of snaps, 11 games with 70%+ of snaps. So he is just not on the field enough for my liking. That's why he does not crack my top 25 IDP. The next guy is the DB who plays for the Los Angeles Chargers. He was the number one DB being drafted for years and years. Last year, he finishes as DB4. It's Derwin James, but IDP 29. He was averaging 17 points a game. Very nice. He only played 16 games, though, so he did miss a game. 9 of those games, he had 100% of snaps. 12 of those games, 90%+ of snaps. And then 14 games, 80%+ of snaps. So he's on the field a lot. But unless he gets an uptick in numbers, he is not going to be good enough to crack my top 25 this year. My last 2 honorable mentions, I have a pair of teammates here. The first one, Josh Metellus. Oh, yeah. He's been getting drafted very high in these drafts. He finished last year as DB6, 78 solo tackles, finishes as IDP 34 overall, averaging a little bit more than 15 points a game. 8 games, he had 100% of snaps, 12 games, 90%, 16 games, 80%. He is someone that you definitely want to draft. He's going to be on the field a lot, but I wish he had more games with 100% of snaps. Like his teammate over here, this is the guy who I'm making the claim on. Out of all those honorable mentions, this is the guy that I would take the shot on. It's Cam Bynum. Oh, yeah, 287 total points, 94 solos last year. He finishes as DB3, as IDP 25, 15 games, 100% of snaps. 16 games, he had over 90% of snaps. And all 17 games, he played over 80% of snaps. He was on the field very often, and he had a lot of tackling fuel out there with his 94 solos. I think that he can duplicate that, might even be able to get a little bit better because the offense is taking a step back for the Minnesota Vikings this year. We already know that no matter what, they are going to be taking a step back. The run game is going downhill from last year, and they don't have Kirk Cousins, so their pass game is going to be going a little bit downhill. And what does that mean? That means our IDP players on that team should get an uptick in the amount of minutes that they are on the field. Let's go! And here we go with the top 25. Let's get it! Starting off, the top 25 list, coming in at number 25. He plays in the NFC. He plays for the Lions. He is their middle linebacker over there. And what do? When we talk about this guy, we get in the zone. The anal zone. Alex Anzalone, 85 solo tackles last year. Finished as LB23, IDP 27. Over 17 points a game. He played 16 games last year. 11 of them, 100% of snaps. 16 of them. All 16, 90% plus in snaps. He is on the field all the time. They keep bringing in all these young linebackers, not necessarily to replace him, but just to get talent around him. He keeps out tackling all of them. And what do you got to do? You got to get in the zone, the anal zone. Next guy, one of my favorite IDPs to target, and it's because he's going a little bit lower this year than he has been in previous years. He plays for those
goddamn Jets.
His name is CJ Mosley. He had 81 solo tackles last year. He finishes LB22, IDP26. The thing that we love about him, 14 games with 100% of snaps, all 17 games with 19% plus of snaps. The only thing that sucks for him, and the reason why I've lowered him a little bit, their offense with Aaron Rodgers should be getting a little bit better, which means the offensive time of possession is going to be going up and the defensive time of possession will be going down a little bit. So that could mean in him staying very similar to where he was last year, and that would be a low end LB2. But either way, he should be in that LB2 range, should be in the top 24 IDP somewhere. And that's why I put him at IDP number 24 on my list. Let's go, CJ Mosley. We are moseying on down the road to number 23. From the Los Angeles Rams, we have Ernest Jones. Last year, 74 solo tackles. I'm not talking about all the stats because the solo tackles is what gets guys into the top 25. We are talking IDP 1, 2, 3. Sorry if I didn't mention that at the beginning of the video. Ernest Jones last year tied for LB16, tied for IDP 19, averaging just a tick under 20 points a game. He had 8 games with 100% of snaps, half of them. He had 12 games with 90 plus percent of snaps. And then he had 14 games with 80 plus percent of snaps. He only played 15 total games. So for all but one of his games, he was on the field for 80 plus percent of snaps. I see them having a very similar output on defense as they did last year. So Ernest Jones, get him. He is going to finish somewhere as an LB2 and somewhere inside the top 25 IDPs altogether. So get him on your squad, and you don't even got to draft him super high. Go get him. One of my favorite guys to draft is this guy, my number 22 IDP player here. He had 78 solos last year. He finished his LB19. He finished his IDP 22. He had 293 points. He finished with a little bit more than 17 points per game in 17 games. He had 14 games with 100% of snaps. He had 16 games with 90% of snaps. Put it in the comment, put number 22, and then put your guess on who it is. You can pause it here because I'm going to say his name in a second. Put your guess in there. Put your guess. Let's go. Don't get the buzzer. Don't get the buzzer. It is Logan Wilson from the Cincinnati Bengals. Oh, yeah. Damn near 300 points. He is on the field all the time. He does a little bit of everything. He's a jack of all trades. A lot of solo tackles. 78 solo tackles, to be exact. I'm not worried about Joey B being healthy, but for Logan Wilson, if Joey B is healthy and their offense does better than what they did last year, which we are assuming, he's going to stay very even of where he is right now, maybe even drop a couple points. That's the only thing that I worry about him. But either way, Logan Wilson is the man. We are moving on to number 21. And this is our first non-linebacker on the list. We are going backwards from 25 all the way up to number one. This guy last year had 43 solo tackles, 17 and a half sacks. He changed his name on Sleeper to Josh Hines Allen. You got to get him on your squad. He finished as the DL5. He finished as the LB18. He finished as the IDP21. The only reason why he would not be drafted higher is because he is a defensive end and he is not on the field as much as some of these interior linebackers. 10 games with 80 plus snaps, 16 out of his 17 games with 70 plus percent snaps. So he's still on the field a lot. And even with those amount of snaps, 17 and a half sacks and 43 solos. Let's go. We love those linemen who can get over 40 plus solos, and we want the guys who can get over 15 plus sacks. You got to be putting up numbers like that to crack the top 25. Let's jump over to number 20 on the list. He changed teams. He is in the same he's in the same division, but he changed over from those Tennessee Titans over to the Houston Texans, and that's Azeez Al-Shaair. Oh, yeah. 84 solo tackles last year, 298 points, over 17 points per game. He was tied for LB16, tied for IDP19. 8 games with 100% of snaps, 15 of those games, 90% plus of snaps, and then 16 of those games, 80 plus percent of snaps. I would assume the same type of usage over there with the Texans. Now he's going to be going against the Titans. The Titans run it way more than the Texans do. So just in his division, he's going to have better matchups as far as like him getting more opportunity to be on the field versus running first teams. Azeez Al-Shaair, I got him at number 20. I think he's going to jump over there to the Texans, and he's going to have a very similar type of production last year. 84 solo tackles. Very nice. We are staying in the AFC for this next guy here. 82 solos, 305 points. I was just a tick under 18 points per game because he played all 17 games last year. He finishes as the LB13. He finished as the IDP16. He had 15 games with 100% of snaps. We love it. He had 16 of his 17 games. He had 80 plus percent of snaps. We love it. He is on the field all the time. Put it in the comments. Put number 19 and put your guess. You can pause it. It is Robert Spillane from the Las Vegas Raiders. Their offense, even if it does get a little bit better than what it was last year, it's not going to improve like leaps and bounds. Robert Spillane, he's going to get a lot of tackles. He's going to be on the field a lot. Make sure if you're getting anybody from the Raiders on defense, make sure it's this guy right here, Spillane. Let's stay in the AFC. He's moving over to a brand new team. He had 84 solos last year, 289 points, 17 points per game in his 17 games. He finishes as LB20, and he finished as IDP23. He had 10 games with 100% of snaps, 15 games with 90-plus percent of snaps. All 17 of his games, he was on the field for at least 80-plus percent of snaps. Who is it? It's that killer queen, Patrick Queen. She's a killer queen. Oh, yeah. Moving over to the Steel Dogs. We got to get him on the squad because they get so much pressure from the exterior linebackers, your TJ Watts and your Alex Highsmith. Teams always run up the middle on them. They try to avoid those guys. That's just what you do. And who's going to come into all those tackles? He's probably going for 90 plus solos, if not going over 100. Let's get him, Patrick Queen. She's a killer queen. My number 17 ranked IDP player for this year. We're going back to the DBs. We're going back to to the NFC. We got Jesse Bates. He had 98 solos last year, 312 total points. He played all 17 games. He was on the field all 17 games, 90 plus percent snaps. 15 of those games, he was on the field 100% of the time. Finished as DB2, finished as IDP15. The one thing that I worry about a little bit is their offense is definitely going to be improving this year compared to last year because they got the man Kirk Cousins over there. So that is my only hesitation with Jesse Bates, but the guy has been making hella tackles ever since he was a rookie on the Cincinnati Bengals and all the way through. That's why he's one of the higher paid safeties in the league, and he deserves to be drafted as top two at the position with DBs. My number 16 ranked IDP player. This one's a good one. Put in number 16 and then put in the guess in the chat. 303 points, 86 solos. He averaged 20 points a game because he only played 15 games last year. He finished his LB 14. He finished his IDP 17. 12 of those games, 100% of snaps. 16 of those games, 15 of those games, 90 plus percent of snaps. Oh, yeah. He's also in the NFC. The guy next to him moved over to a new team. To put the guess in, number 16. It is Lavonte David from the Tampa Bay Bucks. Oh, yeah. Their offense is going to be very similar to what it was last year. They got rid of Devin White. Devin White is now on the Eagles, and he's not on this list. Spoiler alert. And Lavonte David, he is just, he's a tackling machine. He ain't going nowhere. He ain't going nowhere. My number 15 ranked player on this list, Quincy Williams from the Jets. 95 solo tackles. Count them, 95 solos. 325 points, over 19 points a game. Finishes LB10 as IDP11. He only played two games with 100% of snaps, but 15 games he played with 90 plus percent of snaps, and 16 of those games, 80 plus percent of snaps. The only thing, just like with CJ Mosley, if their offense gets a little bit better, which it should because they have Aaron Rodgers, he might see the field a little bit less time. Not the percentage of snaps, but just less time because their time of possession should go up on the offensive side of things. If we knew that if it was going to be a shitty quarterback and not Aaron Rodgers, he would probably be ranked higher than 15. Same with CJ Mosley at number 24. This list is going to get real spicy real quick. Number 14. I want you guys to really take a guess on this one. Throw it in. Put number 14 and put your guess. This guy last year, 328 points. Over 19 points a game. He played all 17 games. He finished as the LB8. He finished as the IDP9. He had 106 solo tackles. He's put up over 100 solos in back-to-back years. Oh, yeah. Put it in the chat. Number 14. Take your guess. 14 games, 100% of snaps. 15 games, 90%. 16 games, 80% plus. Throw it in the chat. Who do you guys think? Number 14. It is Alex Singleton of the Denver Broncos. There's a reason why they let Josie Jewell go, and it's because Alex Singleton is the one with the tackling fuel.
Tackling fuel.
I like Josie Jewell, but he's a later guy. He doesn't deserve to be drafted in the top 25. But Alex Singleton, he deserves to be drafted right here where I said at number 14. Number 13, we are going back to the DL well. Oh, yeah. Defensive lineman here. Old face, new place. Last year, 322 points. Almost 19 points a game. Finished as the DL4. He has LB eligibility on sleeper as well. Finished as the LB11. Finished as the IDP number 13. He had 54 solos. He had 16 and a half sacks. 0 games with 100% of snaps. So that's what sucks about these D linemen. They go hard. 10 games, 90 plus percent, 15 games, 80 plus percent. All of his games, he was above 70%. Got your guess, number 13. It is Danielle Hunter, now of the Houston Texans. This is our second Houston Texans player that is on this list. I'm sure those Texans fans are going to be proud. Now, We are hitting our top 12. We're hitting the top 12. Hit that like button if you haven't. Show some love. Go share this video with one of your IDP freak friends. I appreciate it. Hit the subscribe button if you haven't. And if you have not left a comment yet, leave a comment right now. Even if the comment just says comment, do it. Do it now. Top 12, my 12 ranked IDP player. He's a D lineman. Finished his DL3 as IDP 12. 10 of those games, he was on the field for 100% of snaps. 15 games, he was on the field for 90% of snaps. 16 of those games, 80%+ of snaps. 55 solos. 14 and a half sacks. Do you know who it is with his 324 points? It is Max Crosby of the Las Vegas Raiders. This is our second Raiders player on the list. And the reason why? The Raiders usually produce a couple good IDP players is because their offense usually sucks. So let's hope for our IDP players that their offense isn't amazing. There's no way it can be. Even with Minshew, it might take a step up. We don't want it to be amazing. We just want it to be middle of the road. So guys like Max Crosby and Robert Spillane can go ball out for us on the gridiron. Number 11, up until last year, I would never put this guy in my top 12, but he deserves it now. He plays for the San Francisco 49ers. He had 315 points last year. He was LB12. He was IDP 14. It is our man Fred Warner, 18 and a half points per game, 9 games with 100% of snaps, 12 with 90%+, and 15 with 80%+. He is on the field a lot. He's got that tackling fuel.
Tackling fuel.
Number 10. We have made it to the top 10. And oh yeah, I got a good name for you here. 107 solos last year. 107 solos. 328 points. Over 20 points a game. He finishes as LB9. Finishes as IDP10. 12 games, 100% of snaps. 15 games, 90%+ of snaps. He plays for the Indianapolis Colts. It is Zaire Franklin. Oh yeah, he is on the field a lot. They got rid of Shaq Leonard because of how good he was. As soon as Shaq Leonard got hurt, started getting hurt, tried to come back, got hurt again. Zaire Franklin has been balling ever since he finally got the chance to get on the field. Now he's one of their team captains, and he's the best guy that they got on their defense. Number 9, here we go. 76 solos. 338 points, almost 20 points a game in 17 games. He was the DB1 last year. He was tied for IDP5. We don't see a lot of DBs cracking the top 5 IDPs, but he did. He did. 12 games with 100% of snaps. 16 games, 90%+. All 17 games, 80%+. Do you guys know who it is? He's the guy who deserves to be drafted as the DB1 this year. And that is Antoine Winfield. He is the man. Oh, man, he is the man. He deserves every penny of the money that they're giving him. He deserves to be a high draft pick. He potentially deserves to be drafted inside the top 5 IDPs because he more than likely is finishing as the DB1 again. Get him, Antoine Winfield. One of the best. Number 8. This is going to be a very spicy one. Because last year, he really didn't do that good. But it's not his fault. It's because he got hurt 2 different times throughout the season. And that is Nick Bolton. The potential that he has is just through the roof. Last year, he only plays 8 games, 38 solos, 60 combined tackles. That's 7.5 tackles per game. 116 points. It's almost 15 points a game. 3 games, 90%+ of snaps. 6 games, 80%+. 8 games, 70%+ of snaps. Now, what about the playoffs, though? Because they were saving him for the playoffs. 97%+ of snaps in the playoffs. And he was averaging 10 tackles per game in each of those playoff games and the Super Bowl game. That's why Nick Bolton deserves to be back up here. And people are going to forget about him. If you're in a casual IDP league, people are going to forget about him because his points, he only had 116 points last year. Go back to when he had a real breakout year, 108 solos, 180 combined tackles, 349 points. As long as he stays healthy, he's going to be way closer to 2022 production than he was to 2023 because he got hurt on 2 separate occasions last year. So if people are going to be sleeping on him, you swoop. My number seven, it really pains me to put this guy at number seven. He really is a victim of circumstance. He really is. Last year, 84 solos, 299 points. He was over 18 points a game. Only played 16 games, though, because their team won the division and they sat all their starters in 1 week. Now, finished as LB15. Finished his IDP 18. He's on the field 11 of those games, 100% of snaps. 14 games, 90% of snaps. All 16 games, 80%+ of snaps. But his team is a team that grinds the ball into oblivion. And it's Roquan Smith. If he was playing on Chicago, he would be the number one IDP guy out there. But on Baltimore, it pains me to say that I have him as IDP 7. I love him. I'm probably not going to have him because people are going to draft him a little bit higher than he should. I hope he proves me wrong and finishes higher than number seven IDP this year. My number six ranked IDP player. Actually, last year, he finished as IDP 4, finished as linebacker 4. He's moving to a new team. Last year, 15 games, 100%. Of snaps. 17 games, all of his games, at least 80% of snaps. 340 points. He averaged 20 points a game. He had 96 solos and he led the NFL in combined tackles with 183 combined tackles. He's moving over to the Washington Commandos. It is Bobby Wagner, an oldie but a goodie. This guy is just going to keep getting 100 solo tackles until he's no longer physically able to play football. He's a beast. Go get him. He deserves to be drafted very high. He's my sixth ranked IDP player this year. Bong. My number five ranked IDP player. The guy who's taking over for Roquan Smith now. 91 solo tackles last year, 330 points, 19.5 points a game. He finished last year as the LB7, IDP 8. He's on the field a lot. He plays for the Chicago Bears. It is TJ Edwards. 9 of his games, 100% of snaps. 15 of his games, 90%+ snaps. All 17 games, 80%+ of snaps. He is on the field a lot. If you guys think that Chicago is going to take some insane step up offensively, maybe you don't want to draft him. I think they probably are very similar to what they were last year. Maybe they take a tick up, but either way, TJ Edwards is going to be that around that 90 or 100 solo tackle range, and he's probably going to be in another 300+ point range again this year. He deserves to be drafted very high, and he is being drafted very high. So if you want him, you got to reach up there and get him. My number four linebacker on the list. Put it in the chat. I want you to take a guess. Put it in the comments. Who is the number four linebacker on my list? 84 solos last year, 337 points. Played all 17 games, just a hair under 20 points a game. He finished as the LB6, IDP 7. He had 11 games of 100% of snaps, 12 games, 90%+, 16 games, 80%+ of snaps. Do you know yet? Number four, put in number four and put your guess. One of the reasons why I have him so high this year. He was high last year. We were ready for it. And he's peaking right now in value. And I think it's because their offense is going to take a tiny little bit of a step back because they lost their two starting receivers. And one of those guys is one of the premier wide receivers in the NFL, Stephon Diggs. Yes, now you know I'm talking about Terrell Bernard killing the game over there. He has overtook Matt Milano as the best player on their defense right now, especially in their linebacker core. They lost a lot of guys. And this team is going to be very different. No Jordan Poyer, no Micah Hyde, no Tre'Davious White. Everything has changed over there. But Terrell Bernard killed it last year, and he is going to continue to kill it this year. That's why he's my IDP 4. Here we go. We made it to the top three. Let's go. If you're still here and you haven't subscribed, shame on you. Hit that subscribe button. Put it in the comments that you are a new subscriber. And I want everybody to turn on those notifications. Hit that bell. Hit that bell. Do it and put a bell emoji in the comments so I know that you turned on all the notifications. Let's go, because we are making it to our top three, and these are the three premier IDP players to me as far as I'm concerned, and we're starting it off with the 2023 NFL sack leader. 19 sacks last year, 48 solos, 361 points, over 21 points a game. He played 17 games, finished as the DL1, finished as the LB2, finished as the IDP2. The only reason why I have him as number three and not higher: last year, 6 games, 90%+ snaps. 11 games, 80%+. 17 games, 70%+ snaps. Could you imagine if this guy was on the field more than what he is right now? Do you know who it is? Put in number three and put your guess. It is TJ Watt. We got two guys from the Steelers. We got TJ Watt and we got Patrick Queen, who are cracking my top 25. TJ Watt is always going to be drafted as one of the top IDP options. And if you want to get him, you got to jump up there and get him. If you play on Sleeper and you can plug him in as a defensive lineman, that's the cheat code of all cheat codes right there, because there's almost no chance in hell that he does not finish as the DL1. So go out there and get TJ Watt. My number two ranked IDP. Put it in the comments. Take a guess. Do you know who number two is for me? Last year, 92 solos, 338 points, 19 points a game, just a hair under 20 points a game. Played all 17 games. Finished as the LB5, finished as the IDP5. He was tied for five. All 17 games, 100%. Of snaps. He never came off the field. His offense sucks. His quarterback sucks. His quarterback is not even being drafted in the top 32 quarterbacks in our fantasy drafts. Oh yeah, we know who it is. He plays for the New York Giants. It is Bobby Okereke. Oh man, Bobby O'Carrot Cake. I like Okereke. He kills it. He is a tackling fool. He is the surest of sure tacklers in the NFL. Their offense is not going to get better than what it was last year. If anything, it's going to stay the same, and it'll probably get worse than it was last year because they still got Danny Pesos over there. So Bobby Okereke, if you get him anywhere outside of the top couple IDP players drafted, consider yourself lucky because you just got a steal of a deal. Go get him. My number one ranked player. If anybody has this guy ranked anywhere other than number one, just slap yourself, because this guy's been killing it for years and years. He's probably the smartest linebacker that we have in the NFL because he went to Yale. He had 111 solos last year. He was the NFL leader in that category. He was the IDP1 last year. And this is 2 years in a row of him being the back-to-back IDP number one. 16 games with 100% of snaps. 17 games with 90%+ of snaps. He just barely didn't play 100% of snaps. This guy is the man. You already know who I'm talking about. It is Foy Olakun. At 364 points. Last year, let's go, over 21 points a game. Him and TJ Watt were back to back in the IDP point getters, only separated by 3 points last year. But the difference is Foy Olakun can get those 100 tackles again. We don't know if TJ Watt is going to get those 19 or 18 plus sacks. Foy Olakun is as consistent of an IDP player as there has been over the last 10 years. And he has been doing it for, this is probably like his fourth year of giving us this kind of production. So he deserves to be number one. If you don't have him as your number one, I don't even want to hear the rest of your rankings, because that's where it needs to start with Foy Olakun. He's the man. Appreciate everybody who tuned in for this entire show. We're going to shout out our producers of the show, our 420 crew Patreon members, our all access members, our elite members, our superstar members, all our ultimate members who are subscribed on more than one platform. And if you guys want to get subscribed and join the community, be a producer of the show, you go to 420crew.com. One of the reasons why you want to go get signed up, get on the tier of where you will be getting live draft help from me. Do you want someone in your corner while you're doing your live draft? Yes, you do. And you want someone like me in that corner. Do you want someone during the year that you could send a picture to and say, hey, what waiver wire should I target this week? That will be me. Do you want someone that you can send your lineup to and say, who should I change in the start and sits? That will be me. Go sign up at 420 Crew for my fantasy football advice service. It will be the best thing that you do. Let's go win some championships together. And we're going to dominate our IDP. Let's go.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.